Good Monday morning, church. Gabriel and I are coming to you live on this beautiful Monday morning, and we are in Psalm 53. Today's reading is a repeat of Psalm 14, and that we read last week, except for verse 5. Once again, we read that those who are fools are described as those who have no respect for God and who fail to obey God's ways. And, of course, the God-saving word for this week is starting off with justice and peace. So let's begin. It's a short little verse or chapter, so let's read this together. Fools say to themselves, there is no God. They are all corrupt and have done terrible things. There is no one who does what is right. God looks down from heaven at people to see if there are any who are wise, any who worship him. But they have all turned away. They are all equally bad. Not one of them does what is right. Not a single one. Don't they know, God asks, are these evildoers ignorant? They live by robbing my people, and they never pray to me. But then they will become terrified, as they have never been before. For God will scatter the bones of the enemies of his people. God has rejected them, and so Israel will totally defeat them. How I pray that victory will come to Israel from Zion. How happy the people of Israel will be when God makes them prosperous again. And today's key verse is Psalm 53, verse 2. God looks down from heaven at people to see if there are any who are wise, any who worships him. And so today, again, we're looking at the unfortunate consequence of ignoring God, of disregarding God. Just because you don't believe in God doesn't mean that he doesn't exist. And in fact, he laughs at our ignorance, at our unbelief, because the word tells us that the proof of his existence is all around us. And so the result is they will be utterly defeated. We can't take comfort in that. We don't take comfort in the defeat of our enemies, in the defeat of God's enemies. But we do realize that our God has a plan, and his plan will come to pass. And it is of some comfort to know that we are his chosen ones, the ones for which he sent Jesus to the cross to die. Let's pray. Merciful God, I seek to worship you daily and do what is right. Whenever I stray, I trust in your steadfast love, and I know I can return to you and seek your forgiveness. In your holy name, I pray. Amen. Well, our Monday morning together has come to a close. Old Gabriel here hasn't lost any sleep over it. But join me tomorrow morning as we will be reading Micah chapter 1, where Micah announces the Lord's judgment of Israel and Judah. Until then, folks, just keep trusting God. Keep looking up. And as we discussed yesterday in church, keep reminding yourself that God is always true to his word. And if he said it, he will make it good. God bless you. We'll see you on Tuesday morning.